you want to ride the train, it has to be open. That's part of the way that thing works. And as you know, Metro has been closed down now late at night so they can do a lot of track work, and they want to continue that. They want to eliminate late night service going forward. The District of Columbia, not very happy about that. Mayor Bowser sent a pretty hot letter over to Metro in advance of their meeting today to discuss this. Joining us on the line right now, Leif Dormsjoe, Director of the District Department of Transportation. Okay, look, I mean, I'm with you on this one. We're the capital of the Western world. We ought to have a world-class Metro system. You know, the trains ought to run past midnight. We have good reasons for that in a major metropolitan city. But they argue that they need the time to make sure that the system continues to be safe after all this safe track work. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, we have certainly been very supportive of the whole safe track initiative. You know, I think people understood there needed to be some shared pain. While Paul Wiedefeld and the management team at WMATA started to get some of these rehabilitative projects underway, but there really hasn't been a full explanation of what is going to be required, you know, for the next 18 months or 2 years to justify shutting down the system early. We've looked at Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, San Francisco, systems that are of the same age as Metro, and they all have late night service. I mean, they're different. You know, some close at 2, some close at 3. But everyone, you know, effectively has late night service. They're able to get the maintenance done. And, you know, I think what we're trying to communicate to Metro is that, you know, at a certain point here, they need to bring things back to normal. And I think hopefully a lot of people turn out to the public hearing today and communicate, you know, the significant impact that this has on them in terms of their mobility.
So you raise these other cities, and I think that's what a lot of people think of. It's like, how does Chicago make this work? How does New York make this work? And we're a world-class city. We're bigger than some of the other cities you mentioned, like Philadelphia and Boston. So how do they make it work? Do they have multiple tracks so they can have the trains running on one track while the maintenance is being done on the other? Are they just better at this, or do they have different cost structures because of the labor agreements?
You know, those are all very good questions. I don't think that the labor costs or the labor agreements are that different. If you look at them nationally, they all pretty much mirror each other. You know, a lot of it comes down to scheduling, the efficiency of the crews. Unfortunately, I don't think, you know, there's the kind of management discipline in the Washington area that, you know, you see in other places. The FTA has observed that, you know, it takes WMATA a long time to mobilize and demobilize if they're getting crews out onto the tracks and having communication issues, you know, in terms of making sure people are going to the right places. So, you know, the board members have been skeptical about this second phase of safe tracks. I think they understood the need to do all these heavy repairs in an accelerated way over the course of a year. But the question is, what more needs to be done, you know, going forward, and, you know, can we do things in a more flexible way? And it seems like essentially that the Metro management team has said it's kind of all or nothing. They have to flip the switch off at 12 midnight. They're not exactly sure where they're going to be working and what track they're going to be inspecting, but gosh, it'd be a whole lot easier if they could just get the trains and the customers out of the way. And I just, you know, I think that that's an oversimplification of what, you know, is a vitally important priority. One, well, maintenance, but maintenance is important, but we also need to be mindful. We have this system for a reason, right? It's to move people.
What I'm wondering is if there's not a middle ground here that ultimately makes a lot of sense, and that is, okay, if you have an emergency and you need to do track work, why not shut down that area that is actually impacted and leave the rest of it open?
Well, I think that you're right on there. And, you know, I think a good example of that is we had the Nationals in the playoffs just last week. Mm-hmm. And the policy was the system gets shut down at, you know, at 12 midnight, you know, no exception. And when we talked to the Metro team, we said, well, how about just keeping the green line open? You know, how about just allowing for, you know, the patrons of the game to get out of the area, get to parking facilities, get to other metro stations where they may have driven in or carpooled in, to distribute that crowd, which day in and day out has 10 to 15,000 metro riders coming to and from the game. How do we just adjust to this new reality, but show a little bit of flexibility? And you know, it was just a very binary response. If we do it for you, we'll have to do it for everybody else.
Right.
So the answer is no.
Well, I mean, just one other question: would it make sense then to say, okay, on weeknights, for example, Monday through Thursday, or Sunday through Thursday, we close down at midnight, we give you time to do it, but on Friday nights, on Saturday nights, the big date nights, everybody wants to get out, we're going to stay open. Would that be something that would be acceptable?
You know, I think that the mayor and Jack Evans, who are really the most vocal leaders from the district, you know, they're looking for, you know, a different alternative. Now, we've got alternatives that, you know, basically have the same impact, you know, the same impact, but there's kind of a minor difference between all of the alternatives.
Yeah,
I don't think we currently have a scenario on the table that works for the district.
I got to say, I'm dumbfounded right now, Mr. Dormshow, because I don't understand why we're all trying to figure out compromises with Metro. They work for us. You're the director of transportation in the District of Columbia, and I just said, how can other cities get this done and we can't? And your answer basically was, they've got better management and they've got more efficient workers. Why? Who's the person who says to Metro, this is your job? Your job is to provide this transportation. Your job is to get the job done when it comes to maintenance during off hours. And if you can't get the job done, then we will get better managers and better workers who can get the job done. Because you know better than anyone that that's how it's done in other cities, and that's how it's done in other industries.
Well, I think you've summarized, you know, the structural problem with Metro pretty well.
Okay, but who fixes it? It's been going on for decades.
Yeah, and it's the kind of original sin of creating this compact organization between, you know, the three jurisdictions in the region, and then they introduced the federal government.
Right, it all goes back to that, and yet here we are. Well, sadly, we're out of time, but I would love to engage with you further, even if it's over a beer.
Yeah,
Leif Dormshow, I'm sure you have plenty to say.
Thanks a lot. It's good to have you.
Not late at night. Not late at
right, we won't be able to get home.
And of course, that hearing for WMATA is scheduled for today. It should be pretty interesting. We'll give you some details on what happened.